Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, as James Hamm just snuck back into the building, he'll get logged in, and we'll talk to James about what he saw at Media Day and what his reaction to some of the things we've heard. And it didn't disappoint, you know, listening a little bit to Dennis. I really didn't hear anything Domas said, to be honest with you. I was just trying to hit the less on as many answers as I could. But listening to Scott, Doug, you know, Keon, Keegan, the you know, DeMar having the scrum of the day did not disappoint.
Right.
Like, he absolutely did. And I think anytime someone is willing to say, yeah, man, it sucked. Like, that's the equity of a 30. That's the equity of a, you know, a 35, 36 year old, 16 year vet. That's the equity of that individual being able to say, yeah, everything that it was all trash. Mm-hmm. It was a S show. As we bring in James Hamm, fresh from 16th Media Day.
Shout out to him.
For our man James Hamm of the Insiders. We just played the DeMar DeRozan clip. Thanks for the heads up on
the profanity.
Yeah, Jesse did a great job of clipping that and turning it around for us. Let's start with DeMar. What did you think of what he had to say, his acknowledgement of everything that happened last year, and his obvious frustration on the way this team is viewed going into this season?
Yeah, I think the honesty was refreshing, right? Like, this has been a mess, and everybody knows it's a mess, and it's hard to, like, say something, you know, that, like, if he would have just said, you know, it's just one of those seasons, and, you know, kind of just blow it off, that would have been disingenuous. So I think it is refreshing how honest DeMar typically is. I was definitely kind of caught off guard by him just like laying it out there, like saying this is an S show, you know, like,
yeah.
And then, you know, I think the funny thing is too, you have Zach LaVine, you have DeMar DeRozan, both who spoke, and neither one of them had ever gone through a midseason trade, or even DeMar had never gone through a coach getting fired midseason. And he's entering his 17th season. And then, like, sort of the dichotomy when you see Dennis Schroeder come in. Like, that dude's been traded 5 times in the last 2 seasons coming into this year. This is his sixth team in 2 seasons. And he just rolls with the punches. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, this is life. I'm, you know, and someone asked him about pressure. And he said, no, you know, pressure is having your dad pass away at 15 years old and having to figure out how you're going to help your family put food on the table. That's pressure. This isn't pressure. This is basketball. And so, like, I think it was an interesting way that we saw, again, the moment from DeMar I thought was great. It was like the frustrations, all that stuff. But at the same time, it's like, what did you do to make it better? Like, if you're a 16-year vet at that point and things are going sideways, somebody's got to step up and say something. And I felt like last season was a whole bunch of, like, people saying, not it. You know, it's not it. It's not my fault.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, no, it's all of your fault. Like, you can't, you have to get on the same page. You have to be adults in the room. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play basketball. And the fact is that that team as a whole, as a group, not one individual, they went 40-42, and that's not good enough. And so I hope that, you know, he got away from the game. He took a break, cleared his head. He didn't want to tell us exactly how he cleared his head because, I don't know, like, he was very cryptic about that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, I hope that he does come back with sort of a clean slate and with the idea that, you know, next time you see something, like, see something, do something, see something, say something. Like, when you see the thing going off the rails, like, call a players-only meeting. Call, you know, sit down with players that respect you greatly because you're one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game and try to stop whatever's happening well before it gets to the point where you're just spiraling out of control as a franchise. And so, I don't know. I enjoyed listening to him and his honesty, but at the same time, it's like, okay, like, there, nobody was clean. Nobody's hands were clean last year. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
Sure.
Like, you know, I don't think there's anyone that, except for maybe Keon Ellis, who just went out there and played his mind out of his mind every single time he got on the court. Besides that, everybody had some sort of issue with something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's life. It's basketball.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just heard him speaking about what last year was like. You know, I didn't not saying that you said this or anybody else did, but I didn't hear him pointing fingers or anything like that, or saying it was anybody's fault, or saying he was without blame or anything. He was just as in general, it was a mess. You know, it was a mess, and you know, trying to make sure that you learn how to deal with something like that moving forward. And I've been in locker rooms and on teams where, you know, it's just a bad season,
mm-hmm.
and you just can't really get out of the way. And to a certain degree, you just want the season to be over. Like, that's what would fix everything. The season's over, and then I can take a step back and figure out how to go about the next season or the next time I'm in that situation. But while you're in it, it just seems like there's no way to get out of it. And that might have been what went on for a lot of guys last year. It's like
hamster stuck on the wheel.
Yeah, we're stuck here. No players only meeting, no pep talk, no cursing out is going to get us out of this right now, or at least that's how it feels. And you just don't necessarily always know what to do. And sometimes just getting away from that environment, getting away from that season is what's needed, and hopefully that's what happened with some of these guys in the locker room.
Yeah, I hope so too. Like, look, I think, you know, there's possibility here that I'm slightly jaded by the fact that Doug is the 10th head coach I've covered, and that this front office, I think, is the 5th front office I've covered. Like, and I don't even want to talk about how many players. I mean, when Keegan Murray said, I think I have the second longest tenure on this team behind Domas. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's just jarring. He's entering his 4th NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in the same time that Malik came in. So, you know, there's a couple of them with that same amount of time. But just watching, you know, watching last season unfold, it was by far the most disappointing season that I've covered. Mm-hmm. Just because there was so much, you know, like, expectation coming into the year. And, you know, you can't go from last media day, DeMar DeRozan talking about, how that team can make it to the Western Conference Finals to, you know, where they ended up, which was, you know, just abysmal. And realistically, I think it also, it adds a, another layer to how impressive it was for Doug Christie to finish 27 and 24, because that whole thing was a mess. You know, not only did you fire your head coach, you traded your best player, you brought in other players that may or may not want to be there, and just the whole thing is spiraling out of control. And to just be able to put your arms around everybody and say, hey, let's ride out the storm together. You know, Doug kept saying he's trying to fix a plane in the air. Mm-hmm. I get it, but realistically, it felt more like somebody who was holding a giant umbrella over a group of people and just trying to save them and hold them together just to get through a season. And normally when you see that, because look, I've covered the Tyrone Corbin season where he goes 7-21 after Mike Malone gets fired and George Karl comes in and just gets ran over like everybody else. Like when things go bad, they typically go really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, Doug was at least able to hold the group together and get them through the final 51 games and find some success. I mean, again, it's not just that Mike Brown gets fired, which again, DeMar DeRozan had never been through that at all. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially for me, who's been through it, like, I don't know how many times I've watched a coach get fired.
DeMar been in the league as long as you have.
yeah, exactly. And every single time that you see a coach getting fired, you know what's coming and you're like, oh boy, this is awkward. Yeah. Right. Except for maybe Michael Malone. That was one that kind of popped up out of nowhere. But I'm hoping that they move forward because, like, yeah, that was a chaotic, like, disastrous season with assistant coaches leaving and just like everything is going wrong. But the fact that they didn't just fold up shop and finish with 32 wins or something is pretty impressive.
Anything else? We listened to Scott, Doug. We'll start with Scott. Scott very didn't, you know, he doesn't really tip his hand in terms of, you know, what he's thinking, how he feels. Keegan and Keon both didn't seem to sweat where they're at with their contract situations too much. Probably the right thing to do on media day. I was just telling Casey as you were walking in, I'm not concerned about those two. I feel like they're going to be Sacramento Kings for a while. For a long time. Is that thinking out of line? Like, is there a reason to believe that they won't be? Like, I think they're both going to be Kings moving forward.
Yeah, I really hope that they are. To be honest, I think Keegan Murray gets his contract extension by whatever. I think it's October 31st. I think that'll happen, right? But I don't know about Keon. Like, Keon, I believe they have all season long. Mm-hmm. To work something out, right? And even right now, like, there were some rumors that they couldn't wait, they had to wait 6 months or whatever. I do not believe that that is the case, and everyone that I've talked to who's in the know usually says no, that's not the case, right? So I do think that there's a way in which he can get an extension now. I hope it gets done, because he's the one that you really have to worry about. I mean, Keegan can play out next season. And then he can play out this season, and he can play out the entire next season and then be in the Jonathan Kuminga situation 2 years from now. Mm-hmm. Where we sit right now. So I'm not so much worried as much as I am like, hey, probably should just get that done. Like, whatever the number is, like, come to a conclusion and get it done, because what we're watching right now is a cautionary tale. Like, whether it's Grimes or it's Kuminga or whoever it is, like, this has been a disaster for all restricted free agents.
Yeah.
If you have a team offering you $100 million, you should probably take it in today's market, because this is not at all comfortable what's happening with these guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Did you, we were talking about listening to some of these guys and it just kind of felt like maybe a weight had been lifted off these guys getting away from the team and the franchise for the summer and coming back a little rejuvenated, it felt like, and a little focused. Did you get that same feeling, or was it just typical media day, hey, everybody's in a positive mood?
I think everybody comes in like the same way the fans look at every season. Like, you don't walk into a season just thinking, oh man, we're going to be horrible.
These fans do.
Well, yeah, but I mean, fans can talk that way, and what you hear out in, you know, on social media stuff is like the noisy minority, right? The majority of fans, like every single year, look and go, okay, we're going 82-0 until we lose one. You know, that's like a standard fan thing that you know, hope springs eternal. And so I do think this is like a standard media day. I'm surprised there's as many players that are back from last year's roster just because of how poorly things went and how kind of sideways things went. But like it does feel like just kind of the standard fare. You know, you got a couple of guys that are new. Dario Saric was an interesting character. I haven't met Dario Saric before. And like every single time someone asked him a question, it was like a minute and a half later, he was done talking. Like, whoa, Dario likes to talk, and he just felt like his experience last year in Denver was just bad and kind of like, you know, like, I don't know how else to, he didn't feel like he was really given an opportunity. He said like two games into the season, he was out of the rotation and then he just sat there the whole time and he's like, and then how are you supposed to go back when you haven't played for 3 months and everybody else is playing every day? And then all of a sudden they like, hey, you're going to be back in the rotation. It's like, okay, like, what do you want from me? Like, he's like, it's not like I wasn't working out, but there's a difference between being in basketball shape and being in NBA basketball shape. It's like, so that was difficult. Like overall, like, it's just, again, I think like Domas, I thought was super honest about sort of the chaos and the relationship with Doug. And I asked him about like, is there a possibility that like your relationship can help bridge the gap between player and coach, and that players that might have issues, or if he needs an honest mirror to look into, you can give him that. And yeah, he was like, yeah, I think so. So yeah, I mean, again, I think it was your pretty standard media day overall.
Well, that's fine. It's still fun.
No, it is.
Started the basketball season. It's a good look. I'm anxious to catch up on some of the other media days. We didn't play Draymond's clip. Yeah. We didn't. It doesn't look like Kawhi talked very long about aspiration, but I'm definitely curious to hear Kawhi Leonard address that today. But we did. The only one we didn't play was Zach LaVine. Any thoughts on Zach LaVine and anything he may have said today? He kind of came into the situation. He came into the Sacramento Kings situation. Obviously, you're you fired your head coach already. You're working in with the new head coach. Now you're trading your star player, you know, the guy who you thought was the franchise. You're getting him out of here, and you're still trying to figure out a whole bunch of things as he's coming in. That's all on the professional side. He's obviously dealing with things on a personal side, as he had, you know, a baby like days before he was traded. And, you know, so he kind of came into a jumbled mess on multiple fronts last season. Anything he say today stand out to you?
No, I think it's interesting because Zach LaVine is such an incredible offensive player that he just kind of like exudes confidence when it comes to basketball. And then on the other side, you know, he's talking about his 11th or 12th NBA season, and it's almost like he's ready to learn how to play defense. I just find it like really interesting the way that he kind of approaches stuff. Well, yeah, you know, I'm excited to learn. And it's like, man, you've spent a lot of time in the league not doing it. Like, you've got to, so it's got to be, you know, like, it's not one individual player that's an issue as much as it is like knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses and trying to help each other out and play to those strengths, which I got. But I also feel like, you know, somewhere along the way, Zach just kind of like it clicked in and he got it. Like, in order to be efficient, I have to do this. In order to be a basketball player who gets a bunch of money, this is what I have to do. And if you're talking about with the Kings, like, in order for him to play 35 minutes a night or 34 minutes a night, whatever it might be, he's going to have to play defense or Keon Ellis is coming for his minutes. And I don't think that that's, you know, that's Doug Christie's way, is like, you're going to play defense. Like, I asked him about getting up the 53 point shots, right, that they wanted last year. Mm-hmm. And he just laughed. He said, here you are talking offense. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is about defense, defense, defense. And it's like, okay, that's fine. But like, how are you going to take a bunch of people that don't play defense and make them play defense? I get it. You haven't changed the roster all that much. So, yeah, I think we're in for an interesting season because I think there is like an openness to embracing what's happening from the players. And that's cool, but it's got to last for 82 games. It can't be like, this is great today, and 2 weeks from now when when preseason starts, you're like, oh boy, like, they don't get it. And then 2 weeks into the season, you're like, oh, they still don't get it. A month into the season, it's like, oh boy, like, where are we going with this mess? And so I'm hoping there is carryover and that the voices in the room are going to be loud enough to withstand this thing.
To be fair to this group that's kind of coming back and playing on this team that was there last year, I don't know. There was a game or two, like the ones that stand out off the top of my head were the Warriors game in Golden State, where it was just really bad. They might have had another one. But this group didn't, like, quit at any point.
And we're not going to.
No.
We're not going to quit.
No. We're not quitters.
Shout out, Alvin.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't. I don't think we ever looked at them and said, this team is just checked out on Doug Christie or on each other.
Sure.
They may have been overmatched. It might not have been a good mix or anything else like that. But I thought they gave everything they had for that entire season last year. You know, even down to, like, we go to towards the end of the season. Remember, they were playing the Clippers. Clippers had won X amount of games out of X amount of games, and DeMar had that chance to win the game, mm-hmm, late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Mavericks game just kind of snowballed on them in the play-in, but we didn't see some teams quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get that vibe from these guys, man. So I don't know if – I hope that's just a sign of the way these guys approach the game of basketball and professionalism, that we don't even have to worry about that. Like, there is a level of being bought in to what's being asked of them to do. Can they execute it? That's a whole nother conversation. Are they a good enough team, talented enough team, good enough to beat better? That's something different. But their approach and coming out here and being professional and not giving up on each other, the coach and everything that's going on, I would say that's not something that I expect to see from this group.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Like, I never really felt like we did get to that point. You know, like, I use a term, I'm not going to say we, like, the collective, I don't think all of us do, but like a one-legged ass-kicking contest, right? that term and you're thinking, oh, okay, like that, it's funny, right? But then if you really think about it, like how do you try to kick somebody with one leg? And you're like, okay, it starts to make sense, right? You're like, okay, that it's extremely difficult. That's what it kind of felt like last year's season was. It's like there are reasons why that team was bad. They did not have like any time to gel, any time to like get together as a collective. They were in a sprint to the finish line and they did not have the necessary pieces to be in that sprint. Did they make it to the finish line? Yeah, they made it to the finish line. Could they have actually made the playoffs? Sure. Like if something would have gone different in the play-in game, but that doesn't change the fact that they were like ill-equipped to deal with what was happening on so many levels. They didn't have enough shooting. They didn't have enough length and athleticism. They didn't have enough, you know, like this and that. They lost half their coaching staff. Like there were a lot of reasons why that team like failed. And like we can say excuses or, you know, like Paul Westphal used to say this, there are excuses and there are reasons. And like some people just want to say, well, that's an excuse. And it's like, or is it a reason? There's a reason why that team wasn't successful. Like you can't just shake up an entire roster. You can't take your identity piece that you built your franchise around for almost 8 years, remove him from the equation and think that everything's going to be okay. You built the team around one guy. He's like Keegan Murray's best friend on the team. He's Malik Monk's best team a friend on the team. Like, how do you replace that? And the answer is you don't on the fly. You're going to lose. And like as soon as moves happen, that's where you just have to throw all expectations out the window. And so I do think they did the best they could. And like, look, there's a possibility that this team is way better than we think they are, that they catch lightning in a bottle, that they figure out how to support each other the right way, that they play defense like Doug's asking them, and they find an offense that is good enough to get them through. There's also a possibility that, like, mechanically, there's no way for this to be successful because you don't have enough of X, Y, and Z, and you're walking into the season once again in a one-legged ass-kicking contest.
That would shock the hell out of me. If there was no way for them to be successful, that would surprise me more. I would be far more. I think this was a Kyle Madsen question one time. I'd be far more surprised if they won 35 games than if they won 50. Far more surprised. I just can't wrap my brain around this roster. Now, I get the idea of individuals versus a team. I understand that. That concept is not lost on me. I just really struggle believing these individuals can't make a team. Especially with the acquisition of Dennis. Like I just can't compute that. And maybe I'll have to sit through an entire season and just be wrong. And maybe it won't be fun and maybe it'll be as bad as everyone thinks. But I've seen 35 win teams in this city on far too many occasions, and I cannot believe that this is one.
I hope not.
I mean, everything was awful last year, and I think this roster is better.
Yeah, tell me if I've got this wrong a little bit, and I know we got to go, but do you mean to tell me this team is going to be like five games better than those DeMarcus Cousins teams?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Those teams were awful.
Yeah.
No talent.
Great stuff, James. I'm glad you were able to get out there and take part in your 16th media day. I'm excited that practice is underway, and we'll be tapping in with James every day sometime in the middle of the show because he'll be out there at practice. And we've got a lot to make up for tomorrow. We did not talk about anything.
No, that's cool.
That happened. Well, other than that, we talked it's about good. That. So we could put that aside, and we'll get all caught up tomorrow, man, with the Kings practice getting underway here. So we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. with the Insiders on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings! Light the beam!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.